Kidding.
Right, we're ready for it?
Yes. Chaps is just trying to turn my screen off so I can't cheat.
What's occurring?
Okay. So far, the scores are
5-2 to Mark.
You're doing well, but Becky stormed it yesterday. I've got three situations that we have recorded. You just tell me what happens next. Play along at home or on the way to work on 81199. Are you ready for your first situation? Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know that Joe Wiley?
I know that Joe Wiley.
She is a woman of the people, isn't she?
Yes.
Always wanting to give something back. When she gazes from the windows of that big Wiley castle of an evening, she knows it's the little people who have made her what she is today. She knows it.
Way down below.
Which is why she went onto the streets of Britain yesterday with a special offer for people. She offered people either a copy of David Hasselhoff Sings America on CD or a shiny new 10p piece. My question to you is, out of eight people she asked when she went onto the streets, how many would choose the Hoff's CD? Becky.
Out of how many people, sorry?
Eight people.
Eight. Two.
Two people chose the Hoff's CD.
One.
You think one person chose the Hoff's CD?
Don't give me a look like that, Becky. Yeah.
What look? It's just my face.
Well, let's find out.
What's occurring?
Here is Joe Wiley's special offer.
I've got this shiny 10p piece here, or I've got David Hasselhoff Sings America, 15 American classics as sung by the Hoff. What would you choose?
Definitely the Hoff. Like a
rhinestone cowboy. 10p or David Hasselhoff?
I'll go with David Hasselhoff.
You won the Hoff?
Yeah.
That one, please.
You won the 10p piece?
Yeah, most definitely.
The Hoffmeister always wins.
David Hasselhoff.
You take the Hoff?
Yeah, definitely. Always. He's a legend. It all seems
like yesterday, not far away. In one hand, I have 10p, in the other, I've got the Hoff Sings America. What would you go for? What would
that
any
one.
Sane person go for? What's that,
that one? What's the Hoff?
Why the Hoff?
What am I going to do with 10p?
Unbelievable. New York, New York.
It's a tough question, but I think it's got to be the Hoff.
You can do what you like with your 10p piece, or I can give you David Hasselhoff Sings America. What do you want?
It's got to be the Hoff. It's got to be the Hoff.
Why the Hoff?
I don't know. It's 10p or the Hoff. You know, it's clearly got to be the Hoff. New York,
New York. Unbelievable.
Was that 7 out of 8 when we're the Hoff?
Yes.
I really don't think that these people have thought this through.
I told you. They love him.
So was it just a 10p piece? You didn't go through the options of what they could buy with a 10p?
It was a shiny new 10p piece, like the one that doesn't speak is holding up to you right now.
But if you think about it, I think if you'd asked it and phrased it slightly differently, like, would you prefer 10p's worth of cola bottles or the Hoff to listen to New York, New York, it would have been cola bottles every time.
And these are just eight normal people out on the streets of London. Not on a day trip or anything.
Joe did.
They've all come off the Hoff coach.
Joe did sound a bit like she was auditioning for the Daz Doorstep Challenge a little bit, didn't she?
Maybe she could be the new Shane Richie.
Yeah. So the answer was seven people that chose the Hoff CD over a shiny new 10p piece. Becky, you said two, which means you get a point.
Yes.
Come on. Situation two.
Oh. What's occurring?
You know Gavin and Stacey? That's where the phrase, oh, what's occurring, comes from.
Oh, right.
Now, we, last week, thought it was Nessa off Gavin and Stacey's catchphrase, but then last week we discovered that she only said it once in the entire first series.
So it was more of a line than a catchphrase.
So, we've got another poor person to watch the whole series too. That's not bad, though, for a job, is it?
No. Spend the day watching Gavin and Stacey.
I watched the whole of the series two of Gavin and Stacey. So they did it, but what I'm saying to you is, how many times does Nessa say, oh, what's occurring in series two of Gavin and Stacey? Chappers.
Four.
Becky.
Five.
This is getting dirty now. You're
Why?
Not. Because you're just doing that annoying thing of these kind of things of just going one higher or lower.
Go higher then.
I can't now.
So, right, what are you saying?
Four.
What are you saying?
Five.
Right, let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
How many times does she say it in series two of Gavin and Stacey?
Oh, Gwen. What's occurring?
It's time, love. They want us to bring you in.
So, what's occurring?
Wait, are we ready for the off?
Well, I'm still waiting on this omelette. Gwen, what's occurring?
Yes.
Oh, what's occurring?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Oh, Stace, what's occurring?
I don't want to talk about it. I just want to go home.
So, what's occurring, Stace?
Ioness.
All right, Stace, what's occurring? Dimmit, what's occurring?
Oh, what's occurring? Eight times from Nessa in series two of Gavin and Stacey. Go on, Becky.
I'm only following your tactics from last week, Chot.
Oh, what's occurring?
So it's Chappers nil, Becky two. Next one, last one. You know the cheeky girls. Go on.
There's a text that's coming. Chappers has lost touch with the people. He's letting them down.
It's because you're in the zone the other day. Now you've zoned
it's going
out.
Going horribly wrong,
isn't it? You know the cheeky girls.
Yeah.
The lovely Gabriella and Monica. They've got a new TV show starting tonight, which I'm going to be glued to.
It looks amazing. What is it? Just a reality TV show of their life.
Yes.
Oh, wicked.
It's on Living TV tonight.
What's it called? Lembit and Us?
Living with the Cheeky Girls?
Oh, right, okay.
I don't know. Probably.
But my question to you, is Westwood a Cheeky Girls fan?
No. Do I win?
No, oh, I get a point.
Oh, tough. You have to go yes.
Do you think he'll be glued to Living tonight watching their new show?
No.
We got the actual Cheeky Girls to call up Westwood. He had no idea they were going to call. And quite possibly no idea who they were. But how long would Westwood stay on the phone before hanging up on the Cheeky Girls? Now, this isn't clips. This is the actual Cheeky
the
Girls
actual, right.
Having a conversation with him, and he doesn't know they're going to call. Becky.
1 minute, 15 seconds. So you can say 1 minute, 16 now. Go on.
1 minute, 14 seconds.
Ooh.
I'll do what you say.
All right, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We've got the stopwatch ready. Okay, let's do it. Here is Cheeky Girls calling Westwood. But how long will he stay on the phone for?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this Westwood?
Yes.
Hi, we are the Cheeky Girls, and we would like to say that we are the really, really big fans of your show. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, baby.
Would you like to come for dinner sometime with us? You know, Mom could cook you a Romanian dish.
Say that again, baby.
Sorry?
I didn't hear what you said, sorry.
I said, would you like to... well, we would like to invite you to cook for you a Romanian dish.
You're, that's real cool of you to do that, baby. I appreciate the offer.
But no?
Huh?
So, is that a yes?
Yeah, I'm just grateful for you offering to cook me dinner. I really appreciate that.
So, when do you, when do we fix the date? For which date? When about are you free?
Well, I'm a little busy at the moment, so I should call you back when I get some time.
You don't have to say now, you know. I can give you my telephone number.
Okay, well, I've got your number, so I'll give you a ring.
Oh, you have our number.
Time,
yeah? Okay, cool. So,
yeah.
When do you call me?
When I get some time.
When you get some time. But Westwood, how old are you?
27.
Oh, you're 27? Oh,
yeah.
Perfect. I am Monica, and I am single.
Okay, Tremaine, I'm very glad for you.
Yeah,
keep it European, okay?
Wow.
Keep it European.
Keep it European, baby.
European.
1:32, unlucky Chappers. Becky 3, Chappers 0. On Oh, What's Occurring, you're losing it. Let me know how you got on.
Oh, what's occurring?
Our listen again service is now available on BBC iPlayer.